在。
You all forgot how to respond. When I say peace to you, yeah, you respond as and also with you. All right? Shall we try this again? Peace to you, brothers and sisters. It's quite Anglican this way. Okay, today's passage is taken from Esther chapter 11 and 12. Some of your Bible may be Esther, they call it edition A. And for the majority of you, you can't find this in your Bible.
今天的经文取自以斯帖书第十一章第十二章，你在你的圣经是找不到的，因为是续经。
Okay, so let's read this from the PowerPoint. We'll do this in English and Chinese because maybe this is the first time you're reading this. In the second year of the reign of the great king Ahasuerus, in the first day of Nisan, Mordecai, son of Jair, son of Shimei, son of Kish, from the tribe of Benjamin, had a dream.
莫迪凯是一个犹太人，属于便雅悯支派。当巴比伦王尼布加尼撒攻陷耶路撒冷之时，与犹大王约雅西一起被掳往流放之地。
He was a Jew residing in the city of Susa, a prominent man who served in the king's court.
莫迪凯是贾尔的儿子，祭司与士母的后代。他现在居住在波斯的首都苏珊，在薛西斯王的宫廷里做大官。
And one of the captives whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had taken from Jerusalem with Jeconiah, king of Judah.
薛西斯在薛西斯在第在位第二年的时候，莫迪凯做了一个梦。
This was his dream. There was noise and tumult.Thunder and earthquake, confusion upon the earth.
他梦见世上忽然喧嚷，骚动起来，有雷轰，有地震，伴着可怕的天下大乱。
Two great dragons came on, both poised for battle. They uttered a mighty cry.
接着就出现两条巨龙，准备互相争斗。
And at their cry, every nation prepared for war to fight against the race of the just.
他们发出凄厉的吼声，诸邦闻之，都准备向上帝的良民开战。
And it was a dark and gloomy day. Tribulations and distress, evil and great confusion lay upon the earth.
世界上的这一天充满着黑暗与朦胧，懊恼、烦恼与哀伤，破坏与毁灭。
The whole race of the just were dismayed with fears of evil to come upon them, and at that point, were at that point of destruction.
上帝的全体良民都受到干扰，他们不知道如何是好，沉浸在万分恐惧之中。他们准备坐以待毙。
Then they cry out to God, and they cry, and as they cry, that there appeared to come forth a great river, a river of water from a little spring.
然而他们又喊着向上帝呼求，在梦中他们的祈祷得到了回答，从一个小小的泉源里流出了一条大河。
And the light of the sun broke forth, and the lowly were exalted, and they devoured the nobles.
天亮了，太阳出来了，卑贱的人民强大起来，消灭了他们狂妄自大的仇敌。
And having seen this dream and what God intended to do, Mordecai awoke. He kept it in mind and tried in every way until night to understand its meaning.
Mordecai 从梦中醒来，梦境中他看见了上帝计划要做的事情。他终日思索着，企图明白这到底是什么。
Mordecai lodged at the court with Bakatan and Teres, two eunuchs of the king who were court guards.
莫迪凯在王宫的亭里休息，亭里面有两个御前太监，加百泰和塔拉正在值班。
He overheard them plotting, investigated their plans, and discovered that they were preparing to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. So he informed the king about them.
他无意中听到他们在起密谋的事情，他小心翼翼地倾听他们在讲些什么，就听到他们正在密谋要刺杀国王。于是莫迪凯去见薛西斯王，把这两个太监的密谋告诉他。
And the king had the two eunuchs questioned, and upon their confession, put to death.
国王把他们叫来审问，他们招供之后，便拉出去正法了。
Then the king had these things recorded. Mordecai too put them into writing.
国王将这些事情记录官方的备忘录。 Mordecai 也将这些事情记录下来。
Then the king appointed Mordecai to serve in at the court and rewarded him for his actions.
随后，国王就任命摩迪凯为言位，并赐给他许多礼物，表彰他的功绩。
Haman, however, the son of Hammedata, the Agagite, who was in high honor with the king, sought to harm Mordecai and his people because of the two eunuchs of the king.
然而，一个深受国王赏识的波迦彝族哈米他大的儿子哈门，他却想要找摩迪凯以及其他犹太同胞的麻烦，因为摩迪凯曾经对于两个太监的死负有责任。
Now this year we'll be starting a new sermon series on the book of Esther.
今天我们开始新的信息系列，草卡以斯帖记。
We will be using this longer version that includes the deuterocanonical additions to Esther.
要用的是比较长的版本，包括续经里面的以斯帖章节。
Now when we describe something as deuterocanonical, it means that it's found outside the Jewish Bible of the Jerusalem.But of Judaism, but included by some group of Christianity, for example, the Catholics or the Orthodox Church.
所谓续经就是那些不记载在犹太教传统的犹太圣经，但是却在某些基督教教派的圣经里面有的，比如是天主教教会还有东正教会。
So why are we preaching from this text that are not found in our Protestant Bibles?
我们为何要在这些不在改革宗教派圣经中来讲这些正道呢？
Firstly, since we are covering the story of Esther in detail this year, I believe it will be beneficial for us, you know, to know the complete picture that so that we also cover some other mainstream perspectives of the story.
因为我相信，既然我们要详细的来理解以斯帖记，我们能够更全面的从其他主流的观点来解读，对我们有帮助。
Secondly, these additions they are also considered scriptural by many Jews and Christians, especially those in the first century.
其次呢，是这些附加的章节，他们被许多的犹太人还有基督徒接纳为圣经神的话。
And this means that they are of scriptural value, even to those anti-writers, you know, they often quoted them, and even the early church fathers considered this as scriptural.
所以很显然的，他们对这新约的作者，还有初期的教父们，都有属灵的价值。
Now these two factors, I believe, are convincing enough for us to at least spend some time to look at this text.
那这两个因素就足以让我们花一点时间来研究这些附加的章文经文。
Now there will be 7 sermons that will cover these deuterocanonical texts.
我们将用七次的正道来讲解这个续经。
And we'll be taking the opportunity in these special 7 sermons to also talk about some perspectives of what is scripture.
也借着这些机会来谈一谈对圣经的观点。
So in these seven sermons, we'll be using half the sermon to talk about some background of the Old Testament, and the other half then we'll talk about this deuterocanonical text.
那七个主日里面用一半的时间来讲解旧约圣经的来源背景，另外一半的时间就讲有关以斯帖的内容。
Now before I begin talking about this background, I want to explain why we are doing this, even though the subject matter itself might be quite dry and technical to most people.
在谈这个背景之前，让我解释为什么要这样做，因为课题是又枯燥又学术性的。
Now we believe, I believe that we now live in quite extraordinary times. Even though I know, you know, this phrase is quite a cliche that is true of every generation.
我们今日活在的是一个非常的时期，虽然每一个时代都形容自己为非常的时代。
Now with the advancement of information and communication technology, what we are getting is that we are experiencing this boom in all kinds of knowledge, and this also includes Bible knowledge, biblical scholarship.
随着资讯还有学术的快速的发达，我们正在经历着各种各样的知识，也包括圣经的研究。
Now, never before in history we have so many top minds, you know, working on understanding the Bible or archaeology or on science and philosophy.
现在呢是空前多的顶尖的学者在研究圣经、考古学、科学、哲学等等。
Academics, both secular and religious, they are churning out volumes of new insights every day, and this inevitability has radically reshaped what is biblical interpretation.
不论是属于宗教的或者非宗教的学术领域，每一天都有发表新的见解，能够彻底改造解经学。
Now some has reacted to all these changes by erecting this wall of fundamentalism.
有一些人他们的反应是竖起一面墙，也叫做这比较极端的保守派。
And they believe that if we remain immovable in our statements of faith, we will ultimately survive this storm of change.
他们相信，若我们对信仰告白坚定不动摇的话，我们就能够胜过这个改变的风波。
But I believe in facing this in a very different way.
我选择以另外一种方法来面对。
What I wish to do is, I wish to empower you with everything that we could possibly teach you.
我们要教导我们能够所知道的，使到我们更坚强。
And hopefully, whatever it is that you have to confront, at least you hear it first from us, then from your opponents, or worse, from the public media like Da Vinci Code.
而盼望你们将要面对的、要处理的课题呢，要先从教会里听到，而不是从你的敌人或者错误的大众媒介，好像那个达文西密码。
Now, if you are willing to put yourself through all these rigors of education.
若你愿意，你也经得起这个严峻的学习呢？
I believe you will go from strength to strength, and we can ride out all these challenges together.
我相信是你能够力上加力，一同胜过这场挑战。
Simply put, let us go deeper and think further, so that our faith may stay stronger and last longer.
简单的说，就是让我们往更深、更远的去思考，好叫我们的信心能够更坚强、更有能耐。
Today I would like to solve the question of why there is a long and short version of Esther.
今天要解决的难题就是为什么以斯帖这个有长和短两个版本呢？
So to understand this question, we'll need a basic understanding of the history of the OT manuscripts.
首先你就必须对旧约这个文档或者手稿有基本的认识。
We call this kind of study textual criticism.
这个研究就是称为原文考据。
Now what we see in this diagram, is the names of the most important ancient manuscripts and their relationship with one another.
这个图案你们看到的是展示的是大部分圣经的文稿并他们的关系。
As you can see from the oldest manuscripts at the bottom of the diagram, these are the ones which we derive the later manuscripts at the top. They are lost in the passage of time.
这些最古老的手稿就是在图案的最下端，他们这些因为太老了，所以在已经不存在了。
Now the best and the most authoritative manuscripts, that is known as the MT, and that stands for the Masoretic Text.
最好最有权威的这个希伯来文的手稿叫做 MT。
Now this manuscript MT is of the highest quality and is reproduced in bulks, by a group of Jewish scribes and scholars known as the Masoretes between the 7th and the 11th century.
这个 MT 文稿它的标准是最高最好的，是由一组人叫做 Masoretes 的犹太文士还有学者他们整理出来的。
But you say, oh, this is the 7th and the 11th century. Now, although this dating of the MT is considered quite late compared to all the other ancient manuscripts, they are considered to have actually remained largely unchanged even from the ancient Hebrew manuscripts from the 2nd century.
他们是在主后第七到第十一世纪时间完成的，虽然比起其他的古卷呢是相对的迟，却是被公认为与二世纪的希伯来文的手稿最接近，甚至是没有差距的。
Yeah. So how do we know that this MT from the 11th and the 7th to the 11th century is largely unchanged from the 2nd century? Now the reason we can know this is because they largely agree with Theodosian, Symmachus, and Aquila. These are Greek translations from the 2nd century AD.
我们怎么知道这个没有差距呢？因为他们与这中间这段，这个 Aquila, 什么 Symmachus, 还有 Theodosian, 这些由二世纪希伯来文文档翻译出来的文稿是非常非常的接近的。
And since they are very, very close, we know, therefore they must have copied from the same source, all right? And later, in this is a, only a very recent discovery, we discovered the Dead Sea Scroll in the last 50 years, and we found that, hey, the MT is also highly close to these Dead Sea Scrolls that are dated from the 1st century BC to the 1st century AD.
而最近发现在这个死海古卷里的那个属于主前主后一世纪的文稿也与这个 MT 非常的相似。
So we have observed a great high standard of scriptural consistency from the 1st century BC all the way to the MT.
所以从主前一世纪一直到 MT 的时间是标准最高标准和一致的。
So the Protestant translation of the Old Testament that we have, the Bible that most of us have, it is based on the MT.
如今我们手上有的这个，我们是改教中的旧约翻译，是基于这个 MT 的文稿。
And this is how we have great assurance, knowing that our scripture is actually based on very good and credible source.
我们因此知道我们的圣经是出于非常可靠的来源。
However, the MT is differs in some way when we compare it to the LXX, also known as the Septuagint.
那是比较 MT 还有 LXX, 这个 LXX 也称为七十人编的文稿。
Now this LXX is a Greek translation of the Old Testament that can be dated even further back to the 3rd century BC.
比较 MT 还有 LXX 就有了一些出入，因为 LXX 是旧约的希腊翻译版，是更早期的文稿。
Now the LXX is a highly significant text.
这个是非常重要的，这个 LXX 非常重要的文稿。
Because this LXX is the main Greek translation from the days before the 2nd century AD. Because after 2nd century AD, we have the back. Can you press down? Up. Thanks. Okay. We see from here that from the 3rd century BC all the way to the 2nd century AD, we are using the LXX. That's the main Greek translation.
这很重要，因为这是主后二世纪之后主要的希腊文的旧约版本。
So being this great important Greek manuscript, it is held in great respect by the Greek-speaking Jews and is quoted by the NT writers and the apostolic fathers.
是当时说希腊话的犹太人他们所敬崇的，也是新约的作者，还有初期的教父们，他们常常引述的。
Now we must understand that the majority of the text between the LXX and the MT, they are actually in agreement.
LXX 还有 MT 有大部分是相似的。
However, there are still differences that fall into two major categories.
但是还有一些不同的的地方，就是可以归划为两个主要的类别。
The first category refers to the differences due to translation issues.
第一种是翻译上的差别。
Now the LXX prefers to change the Hebrew idioms into Greek idioms.
在 LXX 里面，希伯来文的成语都由希腊文的成语取代了。
So compared to the MT prefers to, of course, is Hebrew. So it preserves the original Hebrew idiom.
MT 因为是希伯来文，就用了原来的希伯来文成语。
So we will find very different metaphorical words used to describe the same thing from the LXX and the MT.
So LXX 就用很不同的比喻的词句来形容同一件事情。
Now we must also understand a second very important thing, which is that the original Hebrew manuscripts, they contain only the consonants, and you cannot find any vowels or punctuation marks in the original Hebrew manuscript.
我们要明白，原文希伯来文是只有字母，没有语音的，也没有标点符号。
Because that is how they used to write Hebrew.
那是希伯来文的写法。
I don't know Hebrew. Yocheng learned that's the way it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now in most cases, you have no problem reading all these Hebrew consonants.
大部分呢，读的时候没有问题的。
However, in some very rare and ambiguous situations, from the same original Hebrew text, the same original Hebrew consonants, the LXX might derive a different reading when they use different vowels or different punctuation marks from the MT.
但是对于一些少数的那个临摹两可的情况，在同一个希伯来文的文档 ，LXX 或许会引用了另一种的文法。
So, this is the first category of differences due to translation issues.
这是第一类的差别，就是因为翻译上的差别。
Now the second category refers to differences in sources.
第二个类别是文档的来源不同。
And this, the difference in Esther falls into this category.
以色列就属于这一类。
The LXX may be translating from a longer or additional source compared to the MT.
LXX 取自更长的有附加本的根源。
And this explains why there are additional text in the LXX that is not found in the MT.
所以有一些章节是 MT 里面找不到的。
And this is an, I think it's quite conceivable that the story of Esther when it's converted from oral to written,there could be more than one storyteller writing about the same story, or maybe it's the same writer, but he could have written different versions at different times based on new information that he has gathered.
当以斯帖的故事从口述成为文字的时候，可想而知可以出于多过一个写故事的人，或者作者在不同的时机，用多过一个版本，因为他掌握了一些新的资料。
And this is why we have a long and short version of Esther, one based on the LXX, one based on the MT.
所以就为什么会有一个长一个短的以斯帖，因为一个是基于 LXX, 一个是基于 MT.
And this is our first introduction to the matter about the Old Testament formation.
好，就讲到这里，关于旧约的一些研究。
And we will share more about this in the other six sermons.
下次在另外六堂信息再分享。
Now let us look back into the passage that we have today.
刚才我们读过的第一段的那个附加的经文。
We have already read the first edition, in the beginning of the sermon.
我们已经读了，我们在信息之前已经读了。
And we see that it describes a dream of Mordecai.
描写摩迪凯的一个梦。
Now we will read another edition that comes at the end of the whole book.
现在我们要来读。整本书的最后一段的附加的经文。
And we must be thankful for this edition because this edition actually explains the dream.
而这个就解读了这个梦。
So let me read to you from what we call chapter F. Okay. Then Mordecai said, "This is the work of God."
我们就读这个最后一段，就是 chapter F. 然后莫迪凯说，所有这些事情的发生都有赖于上帝。
I recall the dream that I have about these very things, or the dream that we read from the very beginning, and not a single detail has been left unfulfilled.
这使我想起我曾经做过的梦，已将这一切包罗其中，梦中的每个细节都已经应验了。
The tiny spring that grew into a river, the light of the sun and the many waters, the river is Esther, whom the king married and made queen.
小泉流成河，黎明转入阳光，且有充足的水。这条小河便是以斯帖，她与国王结婚，当上了王后。
The two dragons are myself and Haman.
两条龙代表了哈蛮和我。
The nations are those who assembled to destroy the name of the Jews.
诸邦就是那些所有联合起来攻击犹太人的家伙。
But my people is Israel, who cried to the Lord and was saved.
我的民族是以色列，以色列向上帝呼求，并且得救了。
The Lord saved His people and delivered us from those evil. The God works signs and great wonders, such as not has not occurred among the nations.
主拯救了他的人民，他把我们从诸般邪恶中营救起来，并施展了伟大的奇迹和异事，这在其他国家里从来没有过。
Now I think that this final edition, that we have just read, it has explained the dream of Mordecai very clearly.
这个最后的附加文就很清楚地解读了莫迪凯的梦。
The fight between the two dragons represented by Mordecai and Haman is very symbolic of the battle between the Jews and their enemies.
两条巨龙的征战就代表了莫迪凯、哈门，也表喻着犹太人与敌人的征战。
And in their cries to God, the Jews have been saved by divine providence in the form of Esther.
他们向神呼求的时候，神就透过以斯帖来救赎他们。
Now this dream is very typical of the difference between the LXX and the MT's version of Esther.
这个梦呢，就是很典型的，就是 LXX 与 MT 不同的地方的典型之处。
Now, if you were to do just a cursory reading of the MT Esther, you'll find that hey, You know, when you read the Esther in our Bible, you notice that God is largely missing in the whole story.
如果你很快的读过一遍 MT 版的以斯帖，你会发现整个故事里头少了上帝这个人物。
So the message of the MT Esther seems to be about, you know, what the individuals they themselves must do in order to save themselves or their own race.
MT 里面的以斯帖的教训似乎在说明人应当来做什么来保护自己和自己的民族。
But the LSX Esther that we have just read, you know, it seems to interpret the whole event very differently.
LSX 的以斯帖却似乎对整件事情有另外一个解读。
Yes, Esther, Mordecai, Haman, these are still the major characters of the story.
虽然整个故事里面的主角还是以斯帖、哈蛮还有莫迪凯
，But we find from the LXX Esther that God is the director of history.
但是在 LXX 里头呢，最终历史的导演是上帝。
It is God who brought about the salvation of the people.
是耶和华神救赎了他的子民。
The dream began as a bad omen about chaos, that is going to happen.
这个梦在开始的时候是有一个不祥的预兆，会有一段混乱的征战将要发生。
But we see at the end of the dream, God is the one who overcomes the chaos with light and the restoration of His people.
但是在梦的结局，神就以光来征服了混乱，也复兴了他的子民。
And we find after the dream this episode where Mordecai managed to foil this assassination plan and save King Ahasuerus, also known as King Xerxes.
但是另外又提到一件事情，说莫迪凯破坏了暗杀国王的密谋。
And the LSX has rearranged this episode. This episode is originally from Esther chapter 2, verse 21 to 23. He has relocated this episode to this present location.
这段故事呢，原本在圣经是第二章，但是在 LXX 里面就把这段故事放在源头，就是这里。
After the dream.
在梦之后
so we want to ask what is the purpose of this relocation?
我们要问为什么他们要这样处理呢？
If you will find the original location in the MT Esther, this episode, you know, it comes at a very awkward location.
若是按着 MT 版本的呢，这件事情就会显得更加的尴尬。
It looks like an accidental event that is sandwiched between two major events, Esther becoming queen, and then later the evil plots of Haman.
好像是两件重要事情参插在中间，处在以斯帖当王后之后，还有哈蛮破坏计谋的中间。
Now the LSX Esther in relocating this event, you know, to the very front is explicitly expressing something that I believe is only subtly implied in the MT.
LXX 把事情放在前头，就是明显的要表达了一个信息，而这个信息是 MT 隐喻的。
And explicit message from the LXX is that nothing in life happens by chance.
而这个就是没有一件事情是偶然发生的。
Now some events were meant to happen.
有些事情就是理当应该发生的。
And sometimes we come to certain positions in life to fulfill the will of God.
比如说我们达到某生命里的某一个阶段或者某个地位是为了完成神的一个旨意。
In this case, the episode provided a saving grace from Mordecai to the king.
比如这件事情莫迪凯救了国王一命。
And this will later come in handy in saving his own people.
以后对他要拯救他的同胞会有帮助的。
The LXX Esther also linked the two conspiracy schemers to Haman.
LXX 也将那两个同谋，就是那两个太监，与哈蛮连在一起。
And so we can know from the very beginning about this, the hostility between Mordecai and Haman, this also didn't happen by chance.
所以我们一早开始就明白，哈蛮和莫迪凯之间他们的仇恨不是偶然发生的。
These events were meant to happen as predicted in the dream about the two fighting dragons.
这件事情的发生就印证了梦里两条巨龙征战的情节。
I think there is something that we can learn.From today's Deuteronomical text,
我们可以从《续经》里面学习到一些功课。
Many times we think that, you know, we are dealing with our own personal problems or facing our struggles alone.
许多时候，当我们在处理个人的难题的时候，我们总以为是独自的在面对或者挣扎。
On one hand, that may be true.
一方面，也许真的如此。
We have to take responsibility for our own actions.
我们总要为自己的行为负责任。
But on the other hand, in today's passage, it will also remind us that we are part of something bigger.
但是另一方面，今天早上虚惊的经文也提醒我们，我们要给参，我们正在参与了更加雄伟的一个征战。
And that something bigger is this cosmic battle.Between good and evil, with God intervening at His own appropriate time.
这是一个善与恶之间的超宇宙性的一个征战，是神按自己的时间来干预的。
Events do not have to be supernatural in order to show the work of God.
很多时候不需要有超自然的事情发生，才算是神在工作。
Sometimes we observe that things happen in their own proper time, so that good ultimately triumphs over evil.
有时候我们会发现，事情会按着正当的时间来发生，使到善最终能够胜过恶。
And at such moments, I would like to think that the writers of LXX, is trying to acknowledge, at such moment, we should be like the writers of LXX and acknowledge that indeed God is the one who is fully in charge and in control.
那在那种时刻呢，就如这个 LXX 的作者们，我们都要认同是神在主导一切。
So on one hand, things may seem to be quite inconsequential and meaningless to us.
所以一方面，有些事情看来是没有关联也没有关系的。
You know, the world does not seem to care whatever decisions we make in life.
无论我们做什么决定，世界似乎都不关注。
But the LXX Esther presents to us a very different world.
但是 LXX 版的却是另外一个世界观。
A world not unlike the Lord of the Rings.
好比电影那个魔戒一样。
Now we may not all be Frodo, who has to be the one to destroy the ring.
也许我们都不是Frodo, 他命中注定要消灭这个魔戒。
But in our own spheres, God has intended for each one of us to contribute towards the overall victory over evil.
但神却安排我们在各自的领域里要做出贡献。
You may be Aragorn who has to offer forgiveness at the right time, or Gandalf who has to face the formidable Balrog at the right time.
或许你是 Aragorn， 你必须在恰当的时候赦免人，或者 Gandalf， 你必须面对可怕的 Balrog。
Or you may simply be Gimli or Sam.
或者很单纯的 Gimli 或 Sam.
Playing their part as a good companion or just being a good friend.
尽责做忠心的伙伴或者朋友。
Every character is a piece of a giant puzzle.
每个人物都是整幅拼图的一块。
And we see that it is God who sees and plans the whole picture.
神计划了整幅的情景。
In our passage today, Mordecai, you know, he's just doing his job well in saving the king from the evil plans of Haman.
在今早的经文，莫迪凯他只是在尽守自己的责任，去保护国王。
But we already know from Mordecai's dream that this is all part of the plan in ultimately saving God's people from their enemies.
但是从他的梦中，我们就已经知道，最终这个是属于神的计划，是要救赎以色列子民。
From the book of Revelations, we know that God will have ultimate victory over evil.
在启示录里面，我们都知道神最终要战胜邪恶。
But to each of us today, this battle is still ongoing.
但是对于今天的我们，这个战争仍在进行中。
Do you see yourself as part of this big picture?
你是否看到自己是整幅图画的一份子呢？
From the passage today from the LXX, we have this assurance that God is in control.
今天早上 LXX 经文叫我们有确据，我们相信神在掌管一切。
Salvation belongs to the Lord.
救赎最终属于耶和华。
The battle belongs to the Lord.
这战争是属于神的。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your biblical witnesses. To the one who tells us that indeed you are the one in control and we are living in your plan. Lord, we thank you for your providence. We thank you for all that you have given to us.And teach us how to live well so that we may participate in your wonderful plan. All this we ask in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 我们现在来奉献。